Yeah, this is fantastic news. EasyJet have confirmed that from November they'll be flying from City Derry Airport both to Edinburgh and to Liverpool. So this is fantastic news for Donegal, particularly those of us in Inishowen with City Derry Airport on our doorstep. And in the absence, of course, of a motorway to Dublin and a rail connection in the northwest, we need these air connections. We need to be accessible as possible, both to bring tourists into the northwest and to allow our people to travel as well. So hopefully these new routes will serve as transfer routes to further afield. But once again now, with City Derry continue to grow, it highlights the need that we get that public service obligation back in and we get government funding to bring back the Dublin to Derry route, because that is absolutely essential for those of us in the northwest. But look, it's a great day. There's more to do. But as an Inishowen man, a Donegal man, I'm very, very happy with this news today.
And particularly in Donegal, the more options there is for transport, the better, because it is an area that we do really struggle with.
Yeah, we're the most isolated part of the island of Ireland. As I say, we've no motorway connection to Dublin, we've no rail. So in the absence of that, I think there's a responsibility at government level to make us accessible through air travel. So it's great we've got these new routes now coming on board to Liverpool and Edinburgh, but I think we need more. And I'd be fighting particularly for that connection to Dublin, for those people who are sick, who are travelling to hospital. And of course, the transatlantic flights that will come into Dublin can then bounce on into the northwest and holiday here and improve our tourism and accessibility, and again attract more inward investments to create employment in the area. So look, this is a very, very positive step. It's a very welcome day, and just a reminder of we've still much more to do.
And it is good news, but there is, I suppose, in one light it can be looked at, a lot of our connectivity dependency is on Northern Ireland.
It is. Look, the Donegal, of course, Derry, Tyrone is our hinterland, so we have to rely on that. But it shouldn't be left to the people of the six counties alone. The Dublin government needs to step up. These should be jointly funded. The Dublin government should be stepping in to fund the public service obligation for the Derry to Dublin flight. And look, we should be working together. The northwest region of those three counties is about 500,000 people. When we work together, we're much, much stronger. And that's the message we should always be using, that Donegal is not an isolated place alone. It's a strong hinterland with our friends and Derry and Tyrone, and that's how we will progress.